1071 CJCS FM. I'm Jamie Caudill, and let's wrap up our conversation with City of Stratford Mayor Martin Ritzma. Now, it wouldn't be a get together with Martin without a GTR update.
Yeah, and you know, as I think about it, you know, you think about those old locomotive trains and what was serviced in that shop. We keep rolling along, and we had, you know, some good movement on our last council meeting. Where council supported four recommendations that came from the ad hoc advisory committee. And those were, if I could repeat them, to the activation of the Grand Trunk site on an interim basis as we're preparing for the development out of that. To determine the scope of funding and design for a new community facility. YMCA, we know, is the, you know, would be our key stakeholder, perhaps a library, perhaps other organizations in town that want to have a shared facility. Certainly the advance of housing opportunities at the Grand Trunk, and we frequently talk about the 2D location, and that of exploring a parking or a mobility solutions on that site, because we know 437 surface spots are there, and as we build out that site, we have to find a home for those cars, and a stack solution sounds like a reasonable solution. But, you know, I was able to chair the last meeting on Monday night, and a great response from our ad hoc group that was there, and our working group was there, and a lot of residents with interest. Media was there, and there's been a lot of significant pickup on media on the Grand Trunk Railroad redevelopment. But we were able to hear from two individuals, Joe Sivek and Rock Wang, and both are individuals that have been involved with developments of this nature, of this capacity, and to a larger scale, and development strategies that involve bringing private sector into it. And we have to bring private sector into this build out, into this development. And so we're moving forward. And as I mentioned before, we're moving forward into, you know, the more tangible piece. And so once again, I'll finish with a shout out to the Grand Trunk Ad Hoc Committee and to the working group for their work thus far. And I'm looking forward for, we've, because of the recommendations being received and accepted by council, now we've given the marching orders to the ad hoc committee to move forward on possible development of the site. And so I look forward to that work. They came and reported and said where we're going, and yeah, I really look forward to that work.
All right. We're in conversation with City of Stratford Mayor Martin Ritzma. Let's talk about the council chamber meetings on that note.
Yes. And yeah, let's talk about the next couple of months are going to be very, very busy, whether it's public meetings, open council, or special meetings this Thursday night. We have three public meetings. That's going to be a busy night Thursday night. And all three will involve zone change applications. Two have a draft of planned housing subdivision applications. So lots going on in there, and that's good news. That means construction is continuing, development and redevelopment continues in our community, and that's good news. I'll remind residents of a previous council decision, and this is around our 2023 Transportation Master Plan, where council was concerned and wanted to address the idea of improving road safety, in particular road safety for vulnerable people using our roads, and especially that about speeding and people traveling above posted signs. So council did agree to a 24-month pilot project with Global Traffic, the Global Traffic Group. It's a Canadian group. And what they're going to do over the next 24 months coming up is installing cameras. And those cameras are twofold. One, with the assistance of the provincial offense officer, they'll be issuing speeding tickets and collecting data on where in the city speed is an issue. And then obviously then we can adjust from there. But I think that's important because we know our men and women that serve through the police services are being taxed with a lot of things. And if we could pull this off a little bit off their plate, we can improve safety on our streets and allow those men and women that are serving us to attend to those other issues that are pressing in our community.
All right, I've got a spring cleaning note here. Now, I don't know if this includes the Aritzma Barn getting ready for Art in the Barn, but spring cleaning.
Yes, thank you for that little segue into the Art in the Barn, and that is coming up as well. But yes, you know, last time I was in, we talked about curbside garbage collection and the survey that went out around that. But the other piece that I want to draw attention to, and once again, people, you can go to the city website and click on this. And if you click on Live in Stratford, you can go to the box and find this information around large ticket items. Everybody doesn't have a pickup truck. Everybody doesn't have a friend with a pickup truck. And so if you have a couch that you're trying to get away and move away, you can come in to City Hall, lower floor right now. You can go to 82 Erie Street. You can go to a myriad of different stores and businesses that have the tags, but you can buy a tag for $14 to put on a couch or other large piece of furniture, and you can put it on the curb on the same day as regular pickup. So that's the large item. But then when you get to the white goods, like refrigerator, stoves, etc., you can place those at the curb as well, but you need a ticket as well. And once again, come in and you can pick up a ticket for $45 for something of the nature of a refrigerator that has Freon in it. You put your $45 ticket on that. And with regards to items like stoves, it's a $25 ticket. But those pickups are the third Monday of each month. And if it's a holiday, it becomes a Tuesday. But that's all part of the spring cleanup. But I thought it's important to identify that. Please go to the City of Stratford Inside City Hall website and find out where you can pick up those tickets, both at City Hall and Erie Street and other locations across the city.
Yeah, that's a very good service, we should mention. Yeah. But you might need that friend to help you get that fridge to the curbside.
Well said. Thank you.
Fair enough. Okay, let's talk about, it's interesting, we actually could have talked about this earlier, city's cultural plan activities in light of everything that's happening.
Yeah, we continue. And you know, we continue through our community service to promote opportunity for individuals and group to celebrate their cultural heritage and celebration dates in their, you know, in their cultural activities. And, you know, I certainly want to congratulate the Community Services Department for their ongoing organization of events, supporting different events, hosting so many different events, all in the idea of promoting DEI, diversity, equity, and inclusion in our community. You know, I remind individuals that starting on March the 3rd, continuing until April the 12th, there is an interactive art exhibition in the at the Stratford Public Library. I believe it's on the third floor. And then on more specifically on April the 5th, from 2 to 3:30, once again, Stratford Public Library will host an event called Bridging Cultures Through Poetry. And I've seen the work of both these amazing artists, Louise Liu and Heidi Sander, where they do translation of the poetry generated by Heidi, created by Heidi, into Mandarin by Louise Liu. Just wonderful artists providing just amazing cultural experience. And so we have lots of work in our community to do around DEI. And this is an example of something that we are in support of through Stratford Community Services, but the great work by Stratford Public Library.
Very good. Now, you'll have to help me with this. Is it Facile Perth?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Facile Perth, and that's kind of and I've been involved with Facile Perth for many years through education. It is around the facilitation of individuals in our community. And now it has expanded to now Huron Perth. And it is it's an organization, and I love bragging about it, because what it does, and it is promoting the inclusion of individuals in our community with disabilities. And it supports not only the individual, but their family members. And boy, oh boy, I invite people to go to this website, and there's so many amazing stories of men and women that have gone on into our community in volunteer roles, co-op roles, in permanent employment roles in our community. And so the goal is to empower people with disabilities to be part of our community through the planning and facilitation. And so currently this committee is working with the Huron Perth Catholic Board, School Board, and the Avon-Maitland District Schools to prepare youth as they're graduating. And once they have graduated, to find them volunteering opportunities, if they haven't graduated, co-op experience opportunities, and full-time opportunities. Currently, we're supporting 51 families, and it's just amazing to watch. And this is another piece about inclusion that starts in the school and then moves into our community. So there's, once again, so many beautiful stories. I want to bring to attention that we have our next event will be a breakfast that I'm hosting as a mayor, inviting municipal staff to learn what's happening in Huron Perth around the work of FACIL and how maybe we can place students with disabilities as co-op students or permanent employees in our municipal world. But just if you get a chance, maybe we can post this. Go to emily@facilperth.ca, and there's information about what's going on. And if you watch some of the beautiful stories, Michael's jumps out in my mind, and certainly Mackenzie jumps out in my mind, where they are today and where they were when they in high school. So check that out, emily@facilperth.ca.
All right, we're chatting with City of Stratford Mayor Martin Ritzma with details on a Trivia Night fundraiser.
Yeah, another amazing thing that's going on in our school, a shout out to John Selby and John Croissant, both teachers at St. Michael's Catholic Secondary School. The two Johns and their colleagues will be hosting their annual trivia night. Every year they do a trivia night, and the idea around it, of course, to have some fun. You know, there's going to be good food. There's going to be Black Swan beer. I don't know if I can say that on the air, but too late. But certainly that there's going to be a lot of fun, you know, good food, fun facts. But what they do annually is they host an evening of trivia, and it's to raise some funds and also awareness. And this time they're raising some funds and awareness around the work at St. Joseph's Catholic Church on the Stepping Up for St. Joseph's campaign. And this event will take place on Thursday, April the 10th at St. Joseph's Parish Hall. As I mentioned, there's amazing snacks, wonderful libations, if I may, and fun facts. But, you know, you can check it out. Check out the work, what's going on, and get some details around this event. You can contact John Selby at jselby@huronperthcatholic.ca to register. But once again, a shout out to another organization doing something in our community to advance a project or to raise some funds in our community. And that's what Stratford does time and time again.
Okay, I've got a note here. Double your pleasure. I don't think this is a chewing gum ad, but what's going on?
Well, when I was thinking about, you know, I think some people are old enough. I don't think, Jamie, you are, but I remember, I think they've had three double mint twins in the course of the Wrigley double mint gum. And, you know, double your pleasure, double your fun. Double it with, you know, the Wrigley Spearmint gum, mint gum. But when I think about next Thursday, the 27th, I think about Double Mint Night in Stratford, where we have two organizations that are celebrating two annual events, you know, and to celebrate all that's good going on in our community, Stratford and beyond. And I think about the Spirit of Community Celebration, a mosaic of belonging, you know, with the United Way Perth Huron. That's coming together, and it's a celebration of volunteers, the individuals impacted by all that amazing fundraising, the generosity of individuals and business. I think of all the work that factories do And of course, it's a celebration of the funds raised through the campaign. A huge shout out to John Wolfe and Kristen Sansbury for their work on chairing that. And then the second double mitt piece of the night is that of the Rotary Rural Urban Night. That's been going on in our community since 1927, and we know it brings rural and urban individuals together. Residents who used to be celebrated way back in the day with a picnic in the park. Now it's at the Rotary Complex. It's a great evening, a wonderful fellowship. Maybe a tad better than the fellowship is the food, just amazing food. And you think of all the different restaurants that provide food at that community. My favorite part of the evening will be the celebration of the Agricultural Wall of Fame through the Stratford Perth Museum. That continues on, and Kirk Rankin will be acknowledged. But also a really, really close friend of mine, Carl Shady, posthumously. Carl was just an amazing human being, and I look forward to that evening where posthumously we will celebrate his impact on our local dairy sector. And we know how important we see the coming of the CDX, the Canadian Dairy Expo. We know the relevance of the dairy industry in our community. And Carl was a champion in the dairy sector. So, you know, once again, a little strange twist, but it is going to be a double mint night on Thursday, March the 27th, with all those two particular and so many other events going on in Stratford.
All right, and we're going to wrap it up with, I believe, in another event, a State of the City.
Where is the year gone?
Oh, my goodness.
A shout out to the Stratford and District Chamber of Commerce for hosting once again the State of the City address. That's coming up quickly, Wednesday, April the 9th. It's a mayor's breakfast, and that'll open at 7 o'clock in the morning. The doors will open at the Country Club, a wonderful venue. Breakfast at 7:30, and then remarks followed by yours truly. My only promise is that I am going to keep it shorter than the hour 9 minutes that I addressed last year. But you know what? To that end, I say it's so hard to distill all that's gone on in a year in Stratford, you know, to distill that down, you know, and then to talk about challenges and opportunities moving forward in Stratford. So, and it's a wonderful opportunity to brag about all the different sectors in our community. Tickets will go quickly on this. It's hard to believe that people will. And I think it's a gesture to say they're going to support the Chamber of Commerce. But tickets will go quickly. They're $35 for Chamber members. For non-Chamber members, it's $50. So if you're interested in a good breakfast and to hear myself brag about the city of Stratford, which I love to do, get online with the Chamber and buy yourself a ticket.
City of Stratford Mayor Martin Resma. Thanks so much, Martin.
Jamie, if I could, one last shout out. I am going a little later this morning to celebrate a Queen's Jubilee. And a big congratulations. I'm going to go over to the
Habitat for Humanity. The Restore.
Restore, thank you. And George Smith will be receiving the King Charles Medal. And George has had a lifetime of experience of volunteering, particularly with Habitat for Humanity and the Restore. You know, once again, you talk about bragging about Stratford. There it is right there. Congratulations, George.